welcome to the DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, one of the Campus Life pastors here at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series Joyride, where we're talking about how God is a source of unshakable joy. Looking through the book of Philippians, our big idea for the series is this, is that joy is the abiding sense that our future is secure, even when your today is chaos. I'm going to read to you from Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 10. It says that I may know him, Paul speaking here, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining towards to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think in this way. I think one thing that's obvious to everyone is that we can see when someone is physically maturing. That's obvious to all of us. You know, someone doesn't walk around with a full beard as a baby. But spiritually mature, that's a little bit harder to discern. I think the best way to describe spiritual maturity really comes to what Paul is saying here in verse 10, that he longs to be like Christ, to be made like him. And he's saying even to the point of sharing in his sufferings and you know, in dying in the same way that Christ did, he's so longing to become like Christ that he's willing to do anything. We'll use that as a definition for spiritual maturity, is to be like Christ. And what Paul's saying here is that this is not going to happen by accident, that he strains forward, he presses ahead, he continues to go on to do everything with a singular focus. He says, this one thing I do, he presses on to take hold of that which Christ has taken hold of him. This is a man whose focus is so centered in knowing Christ that he's willing to do anything. And he's not allowing anything behind him to slow him down. I think, you know, anyone who lives long enough, you're going to physically mature, right? That's just going to happen. But spiritual maturity doesn't happen by accident. This is something that is purposeful. So what does Paul do? He's continuing to press on to grab a hold of anything that God has for him. That's what he's doing. He doesn't want anything behind to slow him down. I think that it's important for us because there are certain things that can really slow us down on this path of spiritual maturity. He doesn't look behind him. Now, what are the things that are behind us? In Paul's life, it was pretty simple. There were some things that he would have been ashamed of. The fact that he was the person who persecuted the church. He was out there when Stephen, the first martyr, happened in the book of Acts. They stoned him, the Pharisees, and they all laid their cloaks at the man Saul's feet. That's the given name of Paul. That means that he was in charge. It was his idea. He was leading that persecution of Stephen. This is who he is. And Paul didn't look back at that moment and let it stop him from going towards Christ. And I think that's a lesson to all of us, that we can't look back at our lives and look at something that is that maybe we've done or something we've been involved in and allow that to stop us from going towards Christ. That's a trap. Secondly, Paul doesn't look behind to the things that he's done. Now, at this point in writing, he's been a man who's been probably the most incredible missionary evangelist, church planter that we've ever seen. He has planted churches all over the known world. He has discipled many people. He has suffered much for the sake of Christ. He's been imprisoned, beaten, shipwrecked. He's had incredibly difficult seasons of time where he's just been persecuted. But Paul, at this point in his life, could have kind of coasted and said, all right, you know what? It's time to let the young guys take over. It's time to let someone else to take up the call to advance the kingdom. He's not looking at that either. He's not allowing himself to coast. He's pursuing with a singular pursuit. One thing he does, he presses on to take hold of Christ. Why? Because he wants to know him. And in knowing him, he'll become more like him. That's the maturity he's asking for us. And I think the same applies to us, that we can't look behind and coast on things that we've, you know, where we've grown in the past. That we have to stay focused. We won't become mature in Christ by accident. We won't be made like him just by coasting. Lord, I pray that you help us to have the same mindset as Paul. He said that we should have a mindset in the same way if we're going to be mature, that that Paul had. And I pray you help us to do that, to press on to know Christ. Lord, help us to not get caught up in the trap of looking backwards and allowing our past things that we're ashamed of or things that we really glory in, things that you've done in our lives. Lord, don't let those things become our focus, Lord. But let us have a singular focus to you and point to grab a hold of all that you have for us in this life. We ask that in your Son's holy name. Amen. Well, take a second before you go on to the next thing and ask yourself, where's your focus? Where are you straining forward towards Christ in your life? And talk to him about that before you go on to your next thing today. All right, well, till next time, God bless.